Hey everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. We got a great show for you today, but like I always tell you at the very beginning, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. Why? Because it's a huge resource, a huge vessel into my mind, which I explain everything in detail about what is going on and why things are happening the way they are happening in the world. If you're new to the show, you're going to listen to me and you're right away going to think I'm crazy and you're right away going to get lost and it's going to be overwhelming and you might go, oh my goodness, but you need to subscribe to the podcast and need to listen to some old episodes because we kind of predict where things are going and why things are happening. Now, if you're obviously like not new to this show, I just want to kind of give you an update. I'm going to be part of a new show. So I always call the Awakener Podcast as the High IQ Podcast. We talk into a deep dive into the silent war that's happening against the Western world, the attempt to basically destroy all the good in this world to raise evil. And if you want to attend my new show, I'm going to be part of this new thing that I'll talk about very soon, which I call the Low IQ Podcast. No, that's just a joke. It's not. We just talk about a bunch of different things that are happening in the media. So if you want to talk about trannies and you want to talk about all kinds of weird things that are happening, go to that show. If you want to talk about this silent war, stick to the Awakener. Now, I want to rant about something. So I'm going to rant about Joe Biden's presidency, which a lot of you are going to figure out I was right the entire time. Remember when Joe Biden first started his presidency and the first thing they did is they had a Fisher-Price White House for him and they brought him out there and he sat down in this miniaturized fake White House, which was literally from Fisher-Price, and he did his first press conference. Well, Joe Biden was the fake president and we called it right from the beginning. Amazing, this everybody was talking about how this person online who was dropping all this intelligence was connected to Trump and like, oh my goodness, and everybody got really popular into this podcast and I grew to like 10,000, 15,000 subscribers. It was nuts, right? And then what happened? Well, Trump lost that election and everyone kind of jumped away from me because they thought, oh, this guy's wrong. And I've stayed true to my course for the entire time. I'm not wrong whatsoever. Biden was just the second part of this operation. Now, what was Biden doing? Well, as you know, as we discussed blackmail in the previous podcast, I talked about how Hillary was being blackmailed. And she also had a counter blackmail operation on her, which led to, obviously, the investigation on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, which led to Joe Biden working for the good guys, working for the U.S. military, which allowed them to obviously surveil Obama and surveil a bunch of other things that were happening in the world. And yeah, Joe Biden, basically, all he had to do was wake up in the morning, he had to get assistance to wipe his butt and put on his diapers and do his thing. And he had a great time while he was in office. He was able to give his son a pardon. He was able to pardon a bunch of other people with an auto pen. And who was really running the White House the entire time? Well, it was Barack Obama and all his associates that were possibly working with him the first time. Now, what am I getting to here? Well, ladies and gentlemen, so what happened was Obama was setting plan A of this giant war that was going to happen on the Western world. There was going to be a complete Marxist takeover. And as you know, it all failed. But that doesn't mean that the enemy is so evil and they're going to plan a plan B and do that war instead. And that's specifically what Obama was doing. Now, the first thing that happened in Barack Obama's third term, which I'm going to call Joe Biden's presidency, was the Suez incident. Now, remember what I told everybody, that the enemy does not phone each other up. Putin doesn't call up Z and say, hey, we're going to do the coronavirus. Hey, this is the signal for war. This is what we're going to do. They don't do that. Why is that? Because they know the U.S. monitors every single phone call and every telecommunications device and every internet connection. You can't just phone up your buddy and say, hey, Z, invade Taiwan on such and such a date. Doesn't work that way. They do signals, and they're aware for these signals, and the general population is not. So Evergreen in the Suez was an obvious one. How do you start a world war? Well, I guarantee you, if you plug up the Strait of Hormuz, or you plug up the Suez Canal, or the Panama Canal, there's going to be a world war. What significance does Evergreen have to do with any of this? Well, Evergreen was Hillary Clinton's Secret Service code name. If she was president, that's what she would have been called. Oh, Evergreen has landed in the White House, or Evergreen is now eating dinner, or whatever the Secret Service code names would be, she would be called that. So interestingly enough, like I told you, everything that is happening in regards to blackmail is connected to her. Now, we talked about Elon Musk and everything that was happening with Trump was a bunch of fakeness. The reason why I told you is that eventually Elon Musk had to separate himself from Trump, and there had to be some kind of gift of SpaceX in the near future, which we're far ahead of the curve here. But in regards to all this stuff that is going on, it relates completely to Hillary's blackmail and Trump's presidency, Joe Biden's presidency, and everything that is happening relates to her email investigation and obviously her blackmail regarding the Epsteins. Now, the entire world is kind of wrapping their mind about it slowly, but unfortunately you high IQ individuals who have been part of this podcast for quite some time are kind of starting to figure out that, you know, maybe we were right about everything this entire time. And this whole thing just sets me off on a giant rant, because as you know, and I've told you very many times, everything that regards to obviously Russia, George Soros and all his money and all the kind of financing of all these left-wing groups and this propaganda network, and obviously Hillary, and obviously 9/11 and Bill Clinton's presidency, and obviously they were setting up 9/11 on Bill Clinton's presidency, and North Korea obviously getting a nuclear weapons program on his term, and all the stuff regarding all that beforehand is in regards to everything that's happening now. They're all interconnected. This is why you need to go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource for everything that is happening, and that's why I talk about it. Now, what's to come? Well, the enemy knows they're in big trouble right now. The secret to basically them propagandizing the Western world and them turning us from the inside out, because that's what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. China can't take on the USA in a thermonuclear exchange on a one-on-one battle. Neither can Russia. The Soviets back in the 80s always used to look over their back. They even had created a dead man switch, apparently, because they never trusted that America wouldn't just one day have a psychopathic president who said enough of you and just go on a tear and press the nuclear button on them, or come make up some excuse, well, we had to press this nuclear button. And they were always afraid of an attack, so they developed a dead man switch. The US doesn't have a dead man switch. It's much different than that. So really everything that's happening in regards to Russia, to Putin, to his government, to all the media, everything is correlated. And this is why when I explain this to you, I go crazy. And this is why I talk so fast. And this is why this podcast is so good and such a good high IQ podcast. So once again, we're making changes to The Awakener. The Awakener is always going to be around, but it's going to be under a new management group. I'm doing a different podcast. This is what I call the low IQ podcast. It's actually not. It's just for people who want to talk about a lot of the stuff without kind of ignoring the war that is really going on. And you're welcome to tune in. It's True Patriot Love. It's coming out very, very soon. It's a new media channel being put into place in Canada with a bunch of individuals behind it. And I'm excited to be about it. I'm excited to talk about trannies and how they relate to everything, because, you know, it's all interconnected. Anyways, I'll see you next time.